Wildcat Derpicks 106.
You may have seen him. He was all over the news yesterday. The old coach of the Empire is the new coach of the Empire. It's Coach Tom Manas on the line.
Coach!
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. So what made you come back?
My love for the city of Albany, the Capital Region, and the fans that have supported not only myself, my family, but our players for the last 2.5 years.
And you're bringing
Damon.
You're bringing Damon back with you. You bringing any players back with you too?
I have an open door with them right now. I literally signed this or agreed to terms of this whole deal less than probably 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
So I'm very reminiscent of 2021 coming in and having a couple weeks to make sure I have a football team to play on Saturday. There's a lot of healing that needs to go on. I'm hopeful that we can get past that and concentrate on our game on Saturday. And the guys that are there, I know, are going to be warriors and ready to go. And the guys we have coming in the next 24, 48 hours are going to be of a similar mindset. So we'll have to wait and see.
I know one of your players, the kicker, doesn't look very happy. That's going to take some serious healing. Whatever the hell I saw, man, they were giving him a hard time.
Yeah, I don't know him, and I don't know that whole situation. I have to kind of go by the motto right now. I can't trip on anything behind me. I've got to move forward, and well, I'm sure we'll have that dialogue when the time's right. But our culture has always been family, and our culture has always been high character, and we're going to maintain that, and we're going to get back to what our grassroots are. So we're going to all get on the same page, or we're not going to be there.
So it's a new Albany Empire head coach, Tom Manas, former Albany Empire head coach. What are the league rules? What's the minimum roster you can play a game with, Coach? How many players do you have to carry?
Well, you know, we'll bring in 21, which is the league requirement. We'll bring in 21 for the game. The biggest thing right now is trying to find the 21 that can come in, be adaptive, have the skill set to be competitive. We're going to play West Texas on Saturday. They're getting better every week. They've been together now for over 2 months, so they have some synergy. We'll have been together for about 60 hours. So we're gonna have to just go and rely on our warrior mentality and skill set that we brought with us.
Division II Heisman Trophy winner, is that a thing?
Yeah, it is. It's a big thing. Roland and I had been talking for about the last year. And one of the things I loved about Roland, because I always thought Sam was going to move up. I always thought Sam was going to go to the USFL or XFL. And I think any coach worth his salt is always keeping his board, his player roster board intact. And so I've been in conversations with Roland and following his career. Yeah, he was the best football player in Division II in the United States at quarterback.
And that's the quarterback who we'll see on Saturday night on short notice, I'm sure, or short practice. Coach, I have to ask, you've been so good to us, and I don't want to put you in a weird spot, but you're coming back and getting in business with Antonio Brown. Are you worried you're going to have to answer for any of his stuff down the line?
I think we're grown men. You answer for your own stuff, right?
All right.
And I think that, my experience, and I'll just put this out there, my experience that I had with the Brown family before I left was amicable. Everything was, was fine. When the termination came down, I was a little taken back by it. But again, I work at the pleasure of our ownership, whoever that ownership is. My conditions in coming back was that I wanted to concentrate solely on football, and I wanted to maintain the standards that we had set in the previous 2 years and build a good product. And I'm going to trust that the Browns and Antonio are going to do what they have to do to make sure that they rebuild the culture and the image that we're trying to establish. But I can only do what I can do through football. And again, at the end of the day, I make no statements for any other grown man. They do what they need to do, and hopefully we'll all get on the same page here shortly, and we'll give the people of the Capital Region a third championship.
spoken like a head coach.
God, so great.
Coach, look.
Some sanity in the air.
Good luck, man. We're rooting for you. That's for sure.
I sure appreciate it. Thanks, God. Guys. God bless.
All right, bye now. Tom Oz of the Empire. Thanks for the time.
Quinn and Cantor, Picks 106.